The so-called Northern and Southern Lights glow and shimmer colorfully in what 19th-century Scottish poet W.E. Aytoun described as streamers shooting all night long across a trembling sky. Despite their visual appeal, these brilliant light shows are actually storms, geomagnetic storms. Scientists call them substorms, a part of larger storms of energy propelled from the sun at supersonic speeds toward Earth and elsewhere in the solar system. This energy involves tons of charged particles hurled our way in the so-called solar wind. Earth's magnetic field repels most of this onslaught, but some occasionally leaks through as a result of a sudden explosive release of these particles from the solar wind. The outcome is the light shows over the poles, and sometimes the undesirable disruption of electrical power systems and telecommunications on Earth and spacecraft in orbit. Solar physicist Vasilis Angelopoulos of the University of California at Berkeley says the precise point in Earth's magnetic field where this explosive particle release occurs and the sequence of events leading to it have puzzled scientists for three decades.
Knowing the trigger location identifies the correct physics at play. The problem has been that the substorm starts from a single point of space somewhere near Earth, and within minutes it progresses past the moon's orbit. So a single satellite alone cannot identify the substorm time and point of origin.
To seek the answer to this mystery, NASA has launched 5 satellites aboard a Delta rocket from Florida to train their instruments on the Northern and Southern Lights. The project is called THEMIS. Once in orbit, 2 of the THEMIS spacecraft will circle Earth about 1/6 the distance to the Moon, while the other 2 circle halfway to the Moon. A 5th will be a reserve if one of the others fails during the 2-year mission. Angelopoulos says a finding will help scientists know more about the threatening solar storms and how our planet's magnetic field works.
Understanding and predicting space storms is important for protecting our satellites and astronauts in space. Meteorologists study tornadoes to understand the most severe thunderstorms, and we too want to study substorms to gain insight in the most intense space storms.
Cramming 5 miniature satellites into the nose of 1 launch rocket has had a collateral engineering benefit. Each is a cube less than 1 meter wide and high. The THEMIS project manager at the University of California at Berkeley, Peter Harvey, says it has taught technicians how to make small satellites with little computers and other miniature instruments.
It's been a very challenging project to pack so much into 5 small spacecraft. We look forward to some terrific scientific discoveries.
David McAlary, VOA News, Washington.